That's always a good way to start the show.
You know, I didn't even hit start when you burped.
Ah, you cheated the listeners. Wait a minute. Take two.
What do you want?
Can you
use your words?
Give her more fucking milk.
No. I was going to ask for a juice instead. I want to flip out. But I don't need it right now. I'm overly milked right now. I'm overly milked.
Well, you got to replenish your supply.
Oh, where my gummy bear? Where's that my gummy bear?
Just saying.
Yeah, no one understands you like I do, huh? Yeah, gummy bear. I love you, gummy bear.
Trying.
I need a gummy bear.
Have you heard high wind from him anyway?
Huh?
Have you heard from him except for the thing he sent me about Oklahoma?
No.
I haven't either, actually.
Wherever you go, ahead.
I know when I posted me trying to become a foster parent, which if we do, you're going to see the camera and everything shift to this wall. But tip for tat.
And you have both.
I mean, I do. Okay, don't come here.
But I haven't heard from him. She told me I would be a great foster parent, but that was about the extent of my
life.
So
is that how I do that? If I want to get tit from drink bitch, I just got to show her a tat?
Oh, you got parts. Long as they're only parts.
Look, honey, tat. Can I see tit? Look, honey, another tat.
You're a cutie, though.
You got to show a little leg with it, though.
Hello, moose.
Hello,
you're the one that keeps inviting him up. That's on you.
I didn't invite him up. He just kind of walked up here.
Literally. You look lonely over there, Derek. So
he looks lonely.
Because his girlfriend's locked up.
What?
But when his girlfriend and him are playing outside, he like wants to beat the shit out of her.
I'm lost.
Xena.
Oh. He's
lonely because he doesn't have her, but when they're outside together, they want to kill each other. But when they're in the house, they're lovey-dovey to each other. I don't understand that.
It's a love-hate relationship?
Ugh.
I'd love to see him get up tall enough to hit her from behind.
He tries.
You gotta build him a step stool.
Thing is, he can't have puppies.
I know.
What?
What's coming back?
What?
Did you need booby?
All right, so while Crystal's whipping it out, 13,011. Thank you, everybody.
Come here, member, bish.
Keep getting those numbers up there. Luke, tell your friends, your family, your enemies. Trin, get the word out there.
Your exes.
Jennifer, keep doing what you're doing.
No.
Oh, Jennifer, we will send you. I will have Drink Bitch send you those pictures, all of them. I'll have her send them to you later tonight after we go off the air.
Y'all almost got a tit, too. Did you see that?
I've got tats. She's got tits.
Yeah, I almost flashed a titty.
So, 13,011. And I actually, tonight, guys, I actually have Florida news.
I have Florida news too. My cousin lost his kid. Sorry. Y'all, if you knew my family, it would make sense. But y'all don't.
So, and this one was actually on Halloween of this year.
Oh boy.
I don't know if it's a really keepy. Well, yeah, I guess it'd be
a keepy.
A keepy, classy Florida.
A keepy.
Hey, we just had fish. It could have been from Florida. You never know.
God.
Right?
Fish.
Oh man, if we're from Florida, if that fish is from Florida, we're fucked.
I know. Don't drug test me Monday.
Yeah, right. What'd you have?
Fish.
Florida fish.
Fish from Florida.
Well, I don't get it. All right, here we go. Keep it classy, Florida. This is in Davenport, Florida.
Where the fuck is that?
What started as a late-night fast food frustration quickly turned into a chaotic confrontation involving threats, a physical struggle, and a discharged firearm inside of McDonald's in Davenport.
McDonald's is not that serious.
According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office.
Polk County. Need a... It's over by Frostproof. I know exactly where it's at.
So then this makes all sense.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Welcome to Florida, people.
All
is
right,
it wrong that it's like you say Polk County? I'm like, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
All right, here we go.
Sorry.
It happened early Sunday morning when Peter Story. That's his name, Peter Story.
And it's spelled like Story?
Story. Peter, Peter. He's
okay.
20. And Nicholas Jones, 18.
Hey, you actually picked names that actually fucking...
I know, it's from Florida. From Polk County, you thought it'd be something else, you know? Like Shremalama Ding Dang.
That's like every story you've picked, it's so... You're like...
I know, I get the easy ones.
I hate you.
Because I scan them first.
I don't. I'm just like, all right. That's
so thing. Anyway, here we go. Pulled into the McDonald's drive-thru and were told by an employee. Oh, shit. I had to open my mouth. Yoan Soto.
That's not bad.
No. Y-O-A-N. Soto. S-O-T-O. 21. That the store was too busy to take more orders. That response reportedly angered the pair, who then threatened Soto and said they would wait in the parking lot for him to get off of work. Okay.
I remember turning people down during
Yeah.
If it's too busy, it's a natural reaction.
Yeah, so... A manager told deputies that the two men later came inside the store and reignited the argument, leading to a physical confrontation. According to Sheriff Grady Judd, during the altercation, one of the men referenced having a switch and a 30 clip, suggesting that they may have been armed or implying the threat of firearm violence.
You know what I think of it when I hear a Switch, though?
Nintendo? Or the one off the Weeping Well. Yeah, off the Weeping
Well. Fuck you.
And if you didn't get the right one, you kept going back until you did. Okay.
You don't want to get the small ones. But you don't want to get the really big ones either. But God forbid, if you don't bring the right ones, you're dead.
All right.
Fuck you.
It's only one.
So here we go. So these guys come in, basically threaten him with a switch and a 30 clip. God, please tell me these guys are white. Soto responded by retrieving a handgun from the back of the store and confronted the two men. Surveillance footage reportedly shows Soto pushing Jones and then turning towards Story. A struggle broke out and the firearm discharged, striking Story in the neck. His injury was not life-threatening and he's expected to recover.
Is it wrong to say he got really close because you got like no room for fuck-ups on your neck.
After the shot, Soto picked up the shell casing and reportedly told another employee that it belonged to him.
Yes, he is.
Which led to him being charged with tampering with physical evidence. Story and Jones were charged with disorderly conduct and trespassing after refusing to leave the property when instructed. Okay. Was it self-defense? Sheriff Judd stated that Soto may have had reason to fear for his safety given the threats made and the aggressive behavior of the two customers. Okay. Florida self-defense laws, including Stand Your Ground, could potentially come into play if Soto's legal team argues that he believed he was in imminent danger. This case highlights how quickly tempers and threats can escalate when firearms are involved, especially in high-stress environments like fast food establishments,
which
often operate late hours with limited staffing. Now, okay, if I was there and somebody referenced getting a gun or coming back with a gun, at that point, if I have my gun on me, but a lot of places will not let you carry when you're at work.
100%.
Nah, but it, you know, if it was in the back, it might have been his gun. It might have been in his locker, locked up. If he was a manager, it might have been in the office. I don't know what McDonald's policies are.
Each restaurant's different.
Yeah, so. I mean, if...
How does that work? You're burping him and he burping. What the hell?
If...
There's nothing there. It's just like...
It's keeping him quiet, so...
I'm trying to...
The definition?
Wrap my head around this. Paul, do you think it should have been considered self-defense?
There's not enough context.
Well, essentially, they threatened him through the drive-thru, and then they came back into the store and started physically threatening him again.
Technically, yes.
I mean, at that point...
But you can also call the cops, too, and you can...
But if you look at it, how often... You've worked in the restaurant business.
Oh, God, yes.
Can we stand your ground up here?
Man.
Yes, we do.
We also have the castle doctrine.
Yeah.
I am very tit for tat for that law right there.
What, castle doctrine?
Yeah. I see why it's there. It's got good uses, but at the same time, you got to make a judgment call. Because there
you're
going
to have to make a judgment call either way. It's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah, well, like, one of my friends was drunker than shit. Went into the house next door after the cops broke up the party. He went into the wrong house and he got shot. And he knocked on the door, trying to get in. And the thing is, when he walked in, he was only in the, you know how some houses you walk through the porch?
Yeah.
A closed-in porch to get to the door. That's what happened. He got shot right in there.
Well.
And they claim castle doctrine. He got off. Dude ended up moving to Florida. Because he didn't want to be around the people here.
I mean.
You see how I'm like.
Ah!
It's a kitty.
That's a nice kitty.
Yeah. No, you
got that. Oh, I don't want that. Where the hell did that come from?
She was over here for a minute.
God, I'd rather
that was funny there.
I'd rather have a fang-a-bang on my fucking lap than a yeah. That's all of a sudden I felt a little bit of a claw. I'm like, what the hell?
Acupuncture.
I mean,
you see how it's like, it's, I see why we have it. It's a good thing, but at the same time, you need to know where your lines are. Because if I knock at your screen door, you don't answer, I'm going to walk into your normal door. But if you're going to shoot me, I'm not going to, you know.
Well, most people have doorbells on the inside of their screen doors, so.
But if you don't.
I mean,
I can't say if he did or didn't at that point. I was, but it was dark, so you also got to
realize. Well, it's like that the night that we, when we first did our first podcast over at the new Studio B, and you guys left, and about 1 o'clock in the morning, those two drunk dudes came and started knocking on our door downstairs, and then they started kicking the fucking door.
Yeah, and I think that would be a different story.
They woke up. They woke up the downstairs neighbors.
I would fucking hope so.
Not us, I promise.
Oh, I know. And
y'all thought it was us.
He yelled up to me thinking it was you guys. And I'm like, no, they don't drink. And so I walked back into my bedroom and retrieved something. And I went downstairs and I cracked the thing. And I told Marcus, I don't know who these people are. And they saw us, and they one guy started screaming he was going to kick our ass and shit. So Mark grabbed the phone and called the cops, and I literally stood there. I was low ready. That first of all, he wouldn't be able to get through that door anyway.
Yeah, and
because Mark reinforced it. But I was standing there at a low ready. If that fucking door came open, I would have lit him up like a Christmas tree.
And in that situation, I would... But here's the thing: you looked and you could see there was. You didn't know this person.
Yeah, we didn't have the cameras. This was way before we had the cameras.
That's true, but you also looked. That's the the biggest problem, though. In my friend's case, he was darker, three shades darker than the shade of midnight. All right. And it's dark. I loved him to death, but when it was dark. Y'all only could find him by a smile. I'm telling you. I'm fucking telling you. It was so bad. He was a great guy, though. He was really cool. But in that situation,
I do apologize to everybody listening. I'm a little more gassy than normal. I took some Gas X before dinner.
And don't blame us for that.
Well, no, I'm...
I mean, you can blame me. It was fish.
I
think I'll put some Cajun seasoning.
Yeah, I think it was more of the Cajun, the little bit of Cajun seed. Oh, it was. Oh, dude, it was great. But yeah, I may have about 2 days of this.
I still want more fish. I'm going.
There's more up there, I think.
Oh, there's still a little bit, but I'm full.
I'm good.
So, I mean. Yeah, I don't know. I think that as a licensed person to carry, I should be allowed to keep it with me.
And I agree, because you are accepting the fact whatever happens, happens. You also are understanding you need to make sure it's a threat. Or if it's deer hunting, it's a credible deer. But that's a different story.
Yeah, but the biggest thing that... And I have to give my company props, because at first we weren't allowed to keep them even in our vehicle. I know, even if we had the license. But the new company that bought us... is now aligned with Wisconsin. I can have it in my car as long as I have my license. I can keep it on company property. I still cannot bring it into the building,
though.
Yeah,
you do so good.
Which is a start, because I work by one of the exit doors. And my car is literally right outside that exit door.
I wish we could bring one into work property. We can't.
Yeah, it's Illinois.
Not just that.
And it's also a federal thing.
Yeah,
too.
I'm like, that's just answer. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize just because I work in a federal area business, there's not money that handles through into that area. It goes through the other places, not ours.
Yeah, but still.
But someone's going to do it. Someone's going to try. But that's why we have armed security guard all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if any of my coworkers.
I don't know if I trust some of them, but there's still.
I don't know if any of my coworkers really watch this, but you guys kind of get where I'm going with the. There, I may have, you know.
It's just not safe.
It's not. It's just getting.
In what world? What part of the world is safe? Hold on.
Yeah. Exactly.
People that are armed.
Well, actually, no.
I wouldn't even say that either.
No, the places that are the safest are the ones with the gun-free signs.
Didn't they try to ban guns in a city in Chicago? How well did that work? Or near Chicago?
City in Chicago?
Yeah, I said that shit. It's a suburb of Chicago. It was supposed to be that. How well did that work out?
Yeah.
Tell me it was the south side.
I don't know. I would have to look it up again. But yeah. It was a suburb of Chicago somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, but they did the next best thing. They have magazine limits. They have, you cannot own an AR in Illinois anymore.
Don't even get me started on the AR.
I know, man. I know. It's a big, black, scary rifle. It's a big, black, scary rifle, bro.
Didn't they say a bolt action was an AR at one point?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And a shotgun.
You heard that old VP died, right?
That makes sense.
Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
I've seen the.
That's the one that shot his buddy while he was hunting.
Yeah, because he.
Yeah.
I was
with
actually.
With a fucking shotgun!
Yeah, didn't they call that was an AR too at one point?
Yep.
In that article, in one of the articles?
Yep. So anyway, where are we going tonight, brain?
We're going to two different places because of two different articles. Because I thought we'd step back from all of the...
Kid snot.
All over mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for your skin. It acts as a natural moisturizer. Okay, so we're actually stepping back.
From all the murders that I usually do. It seems to be a lot. We're going to Colorado, though, for the first one.
Hey, who wants to smoke something?
Thieves fake seizure to steal puppies from a Colorado pet store.
Finally, good, wholesome... quality thieves.
And the thing is, this was in February of this year. The sad thing is, that was a second robbery in a month. Yeah. That same fucking store. I feel like they need to change some policies.
They faked the seizure.
Thieves faked a medical emergency in order to steal two puppies. According to the county sheriff's department. And I'm not saying the county because I have a fuck you. Arapaho?
Yeah.
Arapaho. Sure.
Wackaho.
Fair enough. The store was called Perfect Pets, located in Centennial, Colorado. The target of multiple puppy thefts. Come on, guys. The latest occurring was on that Friday, February, approximately 1:30 p.m. Jens Larson, well, that's weird.
O-N-E-N.
Related?
No. Owner of Perfect Pets told ABC News three gentlemen walked into the store several minutes apart, looking sketchy. Okay. According to the police, subjects inquired about two bulldog puppies that were priced at $4,299 each.
How much?
$4,299.
The fucking dog made out of.
And that's just for one. Double it, man.
The fuck are they made out
of? And they were kept in a locked pen near the back of the store. Fuck if I know. One of the suspects suddenly fell to the ground with other customers and store employees rushing to his side. I have a video if you want to see it. And he looked like he was... Larson said it looked like he was having a seizure. An employee called 911. As the crowd began to surround the man, the other man walked toward the back of the store, opened the case of puppies, and grabbed two male English bulldogs.
That's why they're...
An employee spotted the thief with the two puppies, and workers tried to block him from leaving, even tackling his legs before one worker was kicked in the face. Well, goddamn. Multiple people chased after him, but were unsuccessful in catching the culprit. Larson said two out of the three men were able to escape in a gold Cadillac Escalade. Bruh! If you can afford an Escalade, period.
You can afford to buy a fucking dog.
Oh, we're playing with our toes now. Okay. And they believe the driver of the Cadillac was female. Well, the fuck? The guy doesn't care, Larson said. He does not... He's not stealing merchandise. He's still stealing living animals and doesn't seem to really care for their well-being. The man who allegedly faked the seizure, 37-year-old Timothy Diaz...
Diaz.
...has been arrested for the theft. Davis faces charges... Or Diaz. Why did they put Davis in there? I think they meant to put Diaz's. Diaz faces charges of conspiracy to commit a felony, theft, and drug possessions.
Okay, so what have we learned, boys and girls? If you go to steal a dog, leave your drugs at home.
Oh my god.
Because you're just going to get in more trouble.
Yeah?
Just saying.
Okay. Then the previous theft, the one on February 12th, a woman stole a puppy from the store and hid the pet in a baby stroller.
Wait, what?
She stole a puppy, or a pet, it just says a pet, in her baby stroller.
Okay.
Another woman then grabbed a puppy, ran out the door moments later. The individuals who were caught on the security camera still weren't caught. So someone made out with animals. The real estate opportunities for the dogs appeared to be the motive for these instances.
Yeah, but they still haven't caught them.
Exactly.
And how long ago was this?
February.
I wonder if they're still at large.
I don't know. Bulldogs, especially French bulldogs, are common targets for thieves because those puppies can go anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000.
You know... I love dogs. I love animals. Okay? But $10,000 for an animal. That fucking thing better be able to clean the house, cook dinner, do dishes.
Better be able to wipe your ass.
Well, you can train them with peanut butter. But anyway.
Aww. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
You just kind of squat down. Anyway. But for that kind of money, I mean... Yeah, exactly. But 10K for a dog. They're cute and they're lovable, but honestly.
He's cute and lovable.
Yeah, well, he's more than 10K. And you can do more. You can do more with these. These eventually become self-sufficient. And after 18 years, they tend to run away and they keep reproducing and repopulating. And
and you can tell embarrassing.
And he is just so covered in drool.
I know. He's teething, and I like can't stop it.
I've seen that before. Aliens!
Oh, shit.
Xenomorph drool.
Oh.
That's what,
oh.
That's what we should call him, Xeno.
That's a thing.
Or a face hugger. That's it. Tit hugger.
They have booby baby in there. It was not part of the last mix. Those last
boob
mix.
Baby just doesn't work. I mean, it works, but
crime it's... scene baby and hammer were the last ones.
Hammer, a little hammer.
That's the best y'all could come up with.
Yeah, no shit. But Perfect Pets is offering $1,000 reward for each dog returned.
Probably in a store credit that you.
Nevaeh. Watch out, your cup. Go back, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
$1,000 reward. Here's a store credit for you.
That's what I was thinking, too. And then $2,000 for the man who ran away with the puppies.
Oh, big baby.
So in total, that's $4,000 if you can come up with it.
And a store credit.
Probably. Well, $2,000 in store credit. The other two is probably from the cops. Tip for tat on that.
Or you get a $2,000 credit and $2,000 worth of food for your animal.
Otherwise, there is this possibility in the next story, which is also involving puppies.
What is it with puppies lately? Puppies are cute.
They don't talk back.
Exactly, and they're not exactly mobile right now.
That one doesn't yet. He will, eventually.
Have you seen his dad?
What? Don't sit there and mean mug me, drools a lot.
You have a talk.
I don't.
I talk in my sleep and fart and roll over.
This one is actually in Ocala County, Michigan.
Would you rather have me talk in my sleep and fart or drool like that and come up and give you a big hug?
You do that anyway in your sleep. Everybody drools.
I don't. Not like that.
The cat's licking your pillow at night.
That's a
cat thing.
That's one hell of a clam slam.
He's not upright. He doesn't want to touch his back.
That's
there.
He wants to be a flying baby.
Super baby.
The flying baby.
You're cute.
Just don't yeet him. But, Crystal, your face is going to look so young when you're 50.
Maybe, honey, he likes the texture hair. Maybe you can let him chew on your goatee before you shave it.
That's scary. But this one's going to be a lot different. Gruesome discovery. Driver finds 5 dead puppies thrown on the side of the highway. I got away from the murders for a little while.
Oh, wait. I have to. If we're gonna be, if we're going down this road,
where did Dad go?
Upstairs.
Okay.
Did Daddy go upstairs to take a poop? In peace?
Okay.
Probably.
We since. Since Crystal decided to bring up dead puppies,
oh no,
we do not own the rights to this song.
Yeah.
Where do you find this shit?
Dead puppies aren't much fun.
What the fuck?
They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Then bear.
My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall.
What?
Dead puppies aren't much.
Where are you farting?
No.
Where is this coming from?
Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much.
Where did this come from? Naveo, your cup. Naveo, you're dumping things. Is it empty?
Well, if not, it is now.
Oh. Scoot it, don't worry. Thank you. It's that goddamn cone. I'm gonna beat his ass.
We do not own the rights to that song.
Where did you find this shit?
Oh, I've...
Are you just bored and you just decided to look up on YouTube dead puppies?
No, this is Ogden Edsel. He was off of Dr. Demento. There's a song about fish heads, too.
I remember the fish head song.
And this one... This one came a close second one. Oh, yeah, that's not. I mean, that's good, but.
I'm going to tell you, you find some weird shit.
I do.
Just because I found the person getting.
Yeah, okay, so we start off by talking about dogs getting stolen, and then all of a sudden a bag of five dead puppies.
Who the fuck said it was a bag?
Or a box.
Actually, it's a plastic tote, so it's close.
It's a fucking box.
And the worst part is, okay, off topic, but I also know this too. There was somebody that put a plastic kittens, black kittens, in a plastic bag in West Bend, where I'm fucking from. All of them died except for one. Because someone found the bag in time. For at least that one. And the worst part is, I don't know who it is. Y'all fucking sick. But it was a black kittens. You don't put them in a bag and throw them by the dumpster. What the fuck? I hope y'all get yeeted in your fucking sleep. Anyway. This one happened October 31st.
Halloween.
Not exactly the greatest. An investigation is underway for a person responsible for tossing a plastic tote with five puppies on the side of the highway.
Four puppies? Oh, no.
Ocosa County Animal Control said a driver saw the tote and stopped to find the dead puppies nearby. The puppies were discarded on US 10 near 190th Avenue, just east of Reed City, Thursday around 12:30. They were pit bull puppies. They're fangy puppies. They're fangabangs. They were about 6 weeks old. One male, four females.
Four plus one is five, yes.
Four were predominantly white with some black, and one was predominantly black with some white spots.
You're chilling on your own.
You know,
yeah,
How did I know one was going to be black with predominantly white spots?
Because that's a very common color coding. You know that? He's predominantly black with white. Well, technically he's not. He's actually...
It's more like a brindle.
A brindle with a white spot.
A dark, dark brindle.
But he's still a brindle. I had to pay $140 for that little...
He's fucking cute, though.
Oh, he cute!
He's a lummox.
He's dumber than a box. Goddamn.
He's a lummox, but... Oh, no. I used to have one that would almost jump.
But they're not the smartest animals, but they're lovable.
I know.
Very cuddly.
They got that look about... They just got that derp. I have yet to see a Pibble that doesn't have the derp look on him.
I've never seen a Pibble without a derp.
But he's just got, like, the perfect derp look.
You fucking derp.
Well, I know, but...
He's my derp.
Right now. I think if they find the people that shoved the dogs out of the car, they should do the same to them.
Put them in a plastic tote and eat them?
Dump them out of the damn car while it's moving.
That sounds like somebody's idea of a roller coaster ride.
Well, it did say the tote was found. It didn't say it looked like it was pushed out or, you know, dropped out of a moving
car. That could have been left out
car.
There and in the sun and kill him. That's sad.
So find the person that did it, put him in a big plastic tote, put a shit ton of weight on him, and leave them on the side of the highway.
So, according to the...
Shake and bake.
According to Ocala County Animal Control Post, y'all need...
Ocala County?
Y'all need to kind of... But it's not Florida, it's Michigan. Same county.
No.
Yeah. Posted about upsetting discovery on Facebook. I cried for you today. 5 innocent lives were found on the side of a busy Highway 10 today. Pitbull puppies, approximately 6 weeks old. 4 with some black, 1 with some white, 1 male, 4 females, cast aside in the most careless of ways as evening trash. Found huddled together near a tote as if they were thrown from a moving vehicle. So they weren't even in the tote.
There's a special place in hell for people like that. That and child molesters. I have no...
But they all appeared to be in good body condition when they died. So they were taken care of.
I wonder if they got stolen.
One found suckling on the foot of his sibling, hopefully finding some comfort in the bitter cold. Found only feet from the discarded tote in a huddled batch. Sadly helped arrive too late. And guess what? They were requesting anybody with information to contact them because they don't have any leads on it either.
How?
You're sliding. Yes, yes.
I'm just trying to figure out how people can be so fucking mean to animals.
Because they don't talk back. And it's hard to get... animal abuse charges if you're not seen.
I understand that, but...
They're easy punching bags. They're easy targets. Because guess what? They'll still love you.
Yeah, but...
To an extent.
But why...
My dog don't love me because I have a baby.
He doesn't know what to think of it.
He's scared of the baby. He's
but I mean... The reason you have animals is for
love and affection and protection.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of went together today.
Yeah. Bless you. Right, Fangers? Come here, buddy. Come here. Yes, I want you all to come on. Not you, Stank Breath. Come here, Fang.
Like, the fuck, bro?
All right, come here, buddy. I'll pet you. Come on, Maxie. Come on.
He's old.
He's old, dude. He's an old man.
I know he is. Ah, there you go, buddy.
Now you're going to get both of them.
I haven't seen Maxie in a while. Just keep that breath pointed that way and we'll be okay.
Well, he's giving you optimal stress.
Chronic halitosis there, buddy. And I got to pet the fangabanga, too. And here, yeah. I can get both of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
see,
I mean,
we have
look at the face on this guy. How can you
be mad at him? I'd be mad at him in the middle of the night when he's sitting there. Dreaming.
Wait till he farts in the middle of the night.
Oh, he does. And you know how bad it smells like he takes shit upstairs.
Good buddy. How old is he now?
Almost 12.
Really? Good boy, Max.
He's running out of his life.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it that way, but it's like bigger dogs don't last that long.
I know.
Paul's like, that's my puppy. I'm like, no, he's not puppy no more.
Max is the original OG.
Definitely the original OG.
And then you get this lovable lummox derp over here who didn't like me at first.
I
know, that
like
was
him.
Xena.
Xena.
That was the miniature horse.
Miniature horse is locked up because we separate their food because it's not, they're not food aggressive.
Well, they don't.
But I'm going to tell you, she scarfs her down, she's going to the next. So I have to give them space so they can eat something.
That what you're looking at?
But yeah, I mean, I just don't know how anybody can do anything to these creatures. I mean,
where's Daddy? Go find Daddy.
They become part of your family, and some people would rather have animals than kids.
My son is one of them. He flat out said it. I'm getting grand puppies.
Well, how's that gonna work if he's dating two girls at once?
What the fuck is he getting? And then I asked him flat out, on top of that, do you need condoms? Because I'm not being a grandmother right now. I just gave birth to my last child. You think I fucking want another grand? You think I want a grandkid? Now? He goes, no, I get them free from school, but I don't want any. I'm like, how the fuck do you know you get them free for school? She goes, they're in a candy dish by the nurse's office. Because when he opened it, he thought he was getting a lollipop, but he got a fucking different thing. He's like, and that made me feel awkward.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, bro.
Game, either use some form of birth control that give you treatment scenarios.
They just don't have babies. Literally hand them out in school now?
Yep.
Try to avoid teen pregnancy. And Derek has told me the school's got at least 3 kids in his grade that are pregnant right now. I'm like, so obviously the condom candy jar doesn't fucking work now, does it? He goes, I don't care.
Unless you're a cone head and you chew them like bubblegum.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But no, he wanted to be a lawyer, right? Now he realizes he thinks he wants to go be a doctor. I'm like, either way, you're making some money, so figure out what the fuck you want to do, my guy. Because he doesn't want to write all that much.
He doesn't want to what?
Write. But I'm like, in reality, you become a doctor, you got to write anyway, so you fucked either way, my guy.
Or a lawyer.
You got terrible handwriting, become a doctor.
He actually has pretty decent handwriting for a guy. And I'm not okay with that. Because I can read it without struggling. I'm sorry. You guys got really shit handwriting.
Yeah. Well, don't shove your
mine is 3 a.m. run report.
If you've seen Paul's handwriting, I can't say much. It looks like he's just...
That's basically what 3 a.m. run report is.
Add a little bit more crack to it, we'll be all right. Yeah.
A little more snap of the wrist.
When I got asked, what was it? How I can copy Paul's handwriting. I'm like, it's not this hard. It's this.
Yeah, I just don't know how.
Yeah, good hand.
Why?
Well, don't gag yourself.
I mean, you know, 14 years ago when shit had found me, she was found in the backyard of a friend of a friend. I don't know if, I'm assuming it was a feral cat and mom probably got
yeeted,
hit, or something happened to mom. And yeah, I just don't know how anybody can purposely do that to any animal. Unless you're ISIS and you're going after a goat, which looked better than some of the women over there anyway.
ISIS, that's, damn, okay. I felt like that was,
I know, that escalated quickly. But I just don't know how people can do that
to animals. You can't
to animals.
You're not supposed to.
It's wrong on every freaking level. Bless you.
Hand in your mouth,
you'll
make yourself sick. Yeah.
So, I have a question for you. What did the cannibal do after dumping his girlfriend?
Ate her.
Wiped his ass.
Okay. I was like, how are you getting dumpy? I'm like, oh, wait, think about this for a second there, Chris.
What do Michael Jackson and caviar have in common?
What?
They both come on little crackers.
Oh, talking of...
What's the worst thing you can do at a funeral?
What?
The corpse.
Why am I here, Gumby Bear? So,
buttons on your underwear.
Did I talk to you? Did I mention, was it 2 weeks ago ish, about my wonderful neighbor or the neighbor next door or something like that on Face or hold on. I think it's on Netflix. The Perfect Neighbor. That's what it is.
Part of it, and I think I bookmarked it online.
About the girl throwing the kid's stuff and collecting it, and then she pulls the gun and shoots the door and kills the mother of the kid. FYI, it was really good, but this is in Georgia. I would suggest watching that. I'm just saying.
The Perfect Neighbor?
The Perfect Neighbor, and that's what the fuck.
I
have like a lot of things saved on my shit. Just Mercy is really good. And that's actually based on the true story.
Oh. Have you watched Welcome to Derry yet?
Yes.
What do you think so far? Third episode comes out this Sunday.
This Sunday. Technically, it's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but it's 8.
Yeah, so we'll be able to watch it probably Monday.
You can watch it.
When it comes on, I'm in bed. So I got to watch it the next day or...
But Pennywise should be coming soon.
Yeah.
Based on just the looks of some of the things that came out. I honestly think it's not that bad.
I don't either.
It kind of reflects Stephen King and the writings and everything else. It reflects that.
Well, obviously.
And he does kind of bring in The Shining a little bit, if you noticed, in the last episode. It kind of hints to The Shining. Yeah. Not really hits it, but like it hints, hey, look.
Yeah.
So I wonder, since they bring that up, if that's going to be another thing they're going to remake. The Shining. They remade It. And It wasn't that bad. I mean,
yes.
A lot of people prefer Curry over...
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, you can't have Curry back right now. It kind of a little fucked.
Well, obviously.
Unless you want to sit and have him hanging from, like, wires. It really looked all sorts of fucked up. But the... was Skarsgård, whatever yeah. the fuck his last name is. He does. He plays a pretty good clown, though. He does. I think he does portray it very well.
He does.
Following Curry's footsteps, though.
He does, but there's just something that the simplicity of Jim Curry's Pennywise, the prosthetics, and the it. Literally all it was a forehead bump and the red fucking nose. That's all it was. Because I watched a thing on it.
Back then, yeah.
And it, I don't know, it just, he looks, Skarsgård or whatever the hell his name is, that's, I mean, yeah, I don't know, I guess it's because I grew up with, Tim Curry is.
I mean, nothing can replace him in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm saying.
Oh, I know.
God damn it. If they redo did, that.
They did a remake of it not too long ago. It was a made for TV or whatever. And they had an actual drag queen playing Dr. Frankenfurter.
Really?
I got about 2 minutes into it. I turned it off. It sucked. It sucked.
You know what? Now that you say that,
it went. Makes sense. It unfortunately it went woke. Oh, it sucked. It's like we watched. I watched the live Grease when they had Grease on TV live. That sucked.
You really did.
That sucked.
Well, that's like The Lion King. They had to take out some of the video, the songs, because they said it was too racist. But yet it made...
Yeah, like in Lilo and Stitch, when she puts them in... When Lilo hides in the pizza box. The fuck keeps a pizza box next to their washing machine? They edited it out so it looked like a pizza box and not the dryer. Because kids were getting too many ideas.
Take the warning labels off, bro. We'll figure it out.
Oh, no shit. I've been saying that. Run it for 6 months. No warning labels. Watch how fast, you know.
Well, I give it one Derek.
But then you also have, what is that? At the end of Lilo and Stitch, where Nani, instead of fighting for her sister, gives her up. In this new one. I'm fucking sorry. What is that teaching you? It's okay to give up your children.
I've seen the live action version. And it wasn't bad. But yeah, you're right. Well, Disney has gone woke.
Hello. Someone gave us something.
Hon.
It's Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Ow. One of my fuckers was singing a stagnant sword.
There have been a shit ton of dinosaurs in this house. Yes, because we have to use that for ABA.
I'm going to...
Do you know Jamie bought... Jamie's hard plastic dinosaur she bought, Nobby, 2 years ago are still upstairs and they fucking hurt like hell? Yeah, I heard... I hope you hear me bitching.
Yeah, I don't know.
Try getting stabbed by one of those things. Fucking hurts.
But I'm getting tired of Hollywood. I'm getting tired of the remakes and the reboots. And
well, the Lincoln now,
Lawyer. Well, wait. If it's the original cast.
Not all the original cast is alive there.
Well.
I was going to say, I felt like some of them are dead. I think they're trying to include whoever they can on there, which would be fine. I personally think that. But, like, look at the Lincoln Lawyer. Have you ever, you seen the movie with Matt McConaughey, right?
Who?
Lincoln Lawyer.
No.
Motherfucker. Well, Lincoln Lawyer was based on a movie about a guy down on his luck, attorney, gets his big name, climb it, and saves the shit, right? Well, in the show, the guy who plays it, plays Lincoln Lawyer now, actually does a better job than Matthew McConaughey. So there is a way to improve things. Just, you need to know what things to improve.
That doesn't, yeah, but there was very few remakes that I have liked. The one that I did kind of like was the remake of Red Dawn. That one was not bad.
Thing is, they also made it kind of their own spin type deal with Red Dawn. In a way.
The reboot that I absolutely fucking hated, even though they said it wasn't a reboot, was Roadhouse. With Jake Gyllenhaal, whatever.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Yeah. And who's the fucking...
No, MMA, what are you doing?
The MMA fighter.
Go ask Dada. Dada's upstairs. MMA fighter. That's
not Brock Lesnar.
John Cena?
No. MMA, not wrestling. Fuck. Let me look it up.
I don't know. I'm not good with these. Do you need a booby? Are you going to take a booby? Are you actually going to take it? Or are you just going to play and be a butthole? Oh, you're smiling. So, no. You're being a butthole.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, okay.
His character was way too much over the fucking top.
I mean, have you seen McGregor anyway? Kind of.
Yeah,
anyway.
But it. They said that wasn't a reboot of that of Roadhouse, but it followed the same exact fucking storyline, almost word for some with some of the dialogue. It yeah. I sat down one day and watched it just because I was bored, and I've. Unfortunately, I wish I could have said I fell asleep through it, but it was such a fucking train wreck. I ended up watching the whole thing just because I was thinking, well, maybe it'll get better.
You know, I hated seeing those movies like that.
Dumb and Dumber.
What are they, like Dumb and Dumber 1 and 2? And
just Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. I made it. I think there's another one.
My ex-wife and I made it approximately 5 minutes into that movie. And we left.
If you think that's bad, look at Time for Dinner, Tina. Fuck! Can't think of the movie. Paul would know what I'm talking about.
Half Sack. He's in the shitter. He's sleeping already?
No, he's in the shitter. Upstairs, because he wanted to close the door and not smell you guys out. The fuck is the other one? There's a lot of stupid fucking movies. Super Bad is one of them.
You know, that's what we need to do.
What?
Is one podcast night, one show night, you pick your worst movies.
Oh, no.
I'll pick a selection of my worst movies.
Oh, no.
And we'll just go see, we'll see where it heads.
The worst fucking movies. I could give you a list of fucking worst movies, but okay.
The strangest, most ridiculous one I've ever seen was Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Hey, I liked that one. I like Killer Attack of the Killer Tomatoes better.
You know they made a video game for Attack of the Killer Clowns, right?
Okay. Yeah.
I have not yet to play.
Yeah, Attack of the Killer Clowns from Outer Space is the original creepy clowns.
When I first saw it, I thought that movie was fucking stupid. You got to remember, I'm also like a generation behind you there, buddy.
I won't admit that it wasn't bad as hell, but it's a cult classic.
I will give you that.
Because it's just so bad.
You little fucking...
And it's, you know, Rocky Horror. I mean, some things can never be improved on. Oh, now I'm getting fish farts.
I think that just means the end for me.
You want something tonight? No.
I'll get rid of him before then.
Yeah.
He's doing it on my couch.
You want me to stand up and let it hit the air?
No, thank you.
Either way, you're going to kill me, dear.
I haven't killed you yet. You're not insured.
You're never awake when you're not insured.
It would do me no good to kill you. No. And then I'd have to find another one and train her. I've got way too much time vested in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if she dies, you don't even get much in the will. So you kind of fuck your ass.
No, I'm not in her will that I'm aware of.
She even have one?
I don't know. You got to ask her.
Do I have a what?
A will?
Nope.
I'll get three. I know what. I'll get when she passes away. I know what I'm gonna end up getting.
What?
Half pack of cigarettes and a shit ton of wintergreen wrappers.
Actually, it sounds right.
I've been picking up my corner, unlike you.
People walk through my corner.
Bullshit.
Anyway, before this gets into a big dick waving contest.
That sounds like
it. Oh, you want to talk about a match? Try your office. You can't walk in it.
Yeah, I can't get in there because it smells like fucking weed.
What did I do with that? You ruined the window. Well, you did have the window cracked.
Oh, look at there he is. I made her come up and ask you. I'm like, dude, you've been in there for a fucking hour. I'm not dealing with your shit.
It hasn't been an hour.
I'll put the clothes away and everything else, too.
There's still clothes on the table.
Everything come out okay?
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
No. I didn't even know you went upstairs, you fool.
She's got a baby shark over here.
She didn't have a baby when I went upstairs.
Baby shark. I didn't even notice you went upstairs, so.
I have no fucking clue. So.
I just kind of disappeared and I was like, oh, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to take these clothes upstairs real quick.
So yeah, I think we'll end her for the night because we still got to go get a pie crust. We went out to the fucking store earlier today and forgot a pie crust.
I'm gonna get up early in the morning and I'm gonna make that up a pie.
No, she likes using the pre-baked
pie crust.
The frozen ones. She's making apple pie tomorrow. I know. And I have some of my daughter's apple pie moonshine that's been up there for about 4 years now.
A lifetime.
I'd be mixing that with the apple pie.
Or take it with it.
Yeah, just a smidge.
Just a smidge.
Technically,
you're supposed to serve it with a piece of cheese.
Can you shoot yourself out of that cannon?
Man.
Yes.
I guess so. And Rich.
this Wobbly Life game, okay, is so freaking weird. She could jump out of a flying helicopter and still survive.
No parachute.
No parachute. Just yeet herself.
She seems to control it pretty damn good.
She does.
I've been watching her. She flies occasionally. She drives occasionally. She needs to learn to sit back from the screen, though, but I get it.
I can't with that child and the screen. I just give up.
I used to do it, too. I used to sit about that far away from the big-ass paper, you know, block the doorway, console TV.
Yep. We got something.
More. Thank you, 500 stars. Thank you.
Yay, more stars.
Stars are great.
So.
I haven't figured out how
to. All right, I suppose we're gonna get going because I got to go home and prep a turkey.
You can have fun doing that.
Don't worry, you did that same shit to me for next weekend.
Oh, shit, that is next weekend. Fuck.
Uh-oh. We have a clip
today
that has.
I'm going whack.
Actually, fuck. Not next weekend. The weekend after.
Oh, it's weekend after.
Yeah.
It's like the feeling.
Puking.
Shit.
The nauseous.
Green.
What?
The emoji. The sick emoji. Oh. Puking emoji.
Okay. Thank you.
She doesn't like certain things. Weird.
Turkey.
She doesn't like lettuce that is too leafy. Or too veiny.
Lettuce
sorry,
that
veiny.
Is too leafy.
Veiny. Sorry. Fuck me.
How do you got
she doesn't like pizza. Because she says it's soggy bread.
There's nothing wrong with soggy bread.
That's what I fucking said. Does
she like spam?
I don't know. I've never asked. She's allergic to seafood.
Apple pie,
so we have
and cheese. Apple pie, yes, but no cheese.
You probably don't like cheese.
Not on the pie.
Some people do
in
that.
In Wisconsin, it's technically illegal to serve apple pie without a piece of cheese. Yep. We have some weird fucking laws up here, my guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put my glasses on. Is that better? Is that better? Yeah, you don't like when I wear my glasses, do you?
So, any hoots? Yeah, I gotta go get right out.
Don't worry, I gotta sit here and make a list of what's in the actual fuck we're supposed to be having for dinner and Thanksgiving.
What's going to happen Sunday?
Me and you need to figure out what the fuck we need. Point blank period is what we're all having for Thanksgiving. You fucked heart.
I'm gonna get food for Friday.
That's why I said we
have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next weekend.
Goodbye.
Over at Studio B.
Fuck on me,
bear. Later days, everybody. Fang, what kind of derp are you into right now?
Until next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime.